Houston, standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Started over an hour ago. Thanks for listening. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. It's Jeremy and Joe. 713-780-3776. Watching this Ravens-Lions game yesterday, which was really fun to watch. If you like high-powered offenses that can score points, this is for you. Now, if you like bad offenses that can't score any points, you're in the right city. But what were you thinking about as you watched this game? What stood out to you between the Ravens and Lions on Monday Night Football?
I mean, I was impressed with the Lions with what they're doing, just the way that they've gone to a new offensive coordinator who was with them in 2022 in John Morton, but then went to the Broncos and has come in. And, you know, besides week one, they haven't missed a beat. They're phenomenal, that offense. Like, they look like a team that's going to be right there in the thick of things at the end of the year again. The other one is, what's going on with Derrick Henry? He's the only running back in the NFL who's fumbled three times this year, once in each game.
I mean, it's coincidence, don't you think?
I don't know, but it's just like, it's just surprising. It's just not something you expect. I mean, it was a great play by Aiden Hutchinson.
A little peanut punch.
I also don't, he does look slower to me. That was one of the, as the game was playing, I was like, he doesn't look as explosive, I felt like, as he did last year. He's still very good. But it just doesn't look the same as it did last year.
Did he have like a 50-yard touchdown run?
Yeah, I know, but I just don't think it looks the same still throughout the entire game.
Okay. All right. I think it's just unlucky that he's fumbled it three times in three different games. I don't think that he's like a shell of himself.
No.
I think that he's just fine. I think he's going to be just fine. Like, if I'm looking at that Ravens team and I have to give you something I don't like about them, I'm looking at their defense. Like, their defense has given up some points here. Mm. Like, let's not forget that in week one against Buffalo, they got 41 hung on them. And look, the Browns the next week, like, whatever. And then the Lions hang 38 on you. Like, are we just going to ignore the Baltimore defense because they're Baltimore, because they play two good offenses in 3 weeks, Buffalo and Detroit? Because after week three, and yes, they've had two very good offenses play against them. Do you know they're 31st in the NFL in points allowed?
That's not surprising.
Are we going to just ignore that defense? Like, hey, Baltimore's a Super Bowl contender because they have a high-octane offense. They have Lamar. They have Henry. That's sexy. Hopkins is catching touchdown passes. Zay Flowers. Mark Andrews had a career renaissance last night. Are we just going to flat-out ignore the defense?
No, you can, because the reality is, because of their defense, that after next week, they're going to be 1-3, or the Chiefs will be 1-3.
That's crazy.
Like, one of those teams is going to be 1-3 to start the season. Might have the same record as the Houston Texans if they can get a victory. Like, that's just the reality. It is the defense. And I know they're missing guys, but and again, you're right. They're playing Buffalo, they're playing Detroit, but those are the teams you're going to have to go through. Mm-hmm. It does feel like now you're going to have to ask even more of Lamar Jackson to make that push to get to a Super Bowl this year, to win a Super Bowl. They don't look like they can slow down anyone, because the Lions were getting them from all over. I mean, Jameson Williams wasn't super active, but Amon-Ra St. Brown, both David Montgomery. I mean, that big run he had, I know he got caught.
Yeah.
But him and Gibbs both were just, felt like they were doing pretty much whatever they wanted to throughout the entire game. They were getting picked apart by Jared Goff left and right. The defense is bad.
It feels like they were having a lot of success in the middle of that defense. Like, running the ball right up the middle, right into the belly of that Baltimore Raven defense.
And they have a very expensive middle linebacker in Roquan Smith right there.
Roquan Smith was hitting guys in the end zone, which some Houston Texans are refusing to do. But Goff looked really good. That one throw he had on that fourth down to Amon-Ra, which there was a holding penalty, so it would have been a first down even if it was incomplete. Mm-hmm. But my goodness, just dropped it right into the bucket. Like, ooh. And, like, I watch Goff and I watch Stroud. And this was actually a Lance comp. He actually had C.J. Stroud comped to Jared Goff. Why can't Stroud be that? I think he can be Jared Goff. I think he could be a little bit more mobile, or maybe even more than a little more. Like, he could be Jared Goff. But what does Jared Goff have that C.J. Stroud doesn't? He's got elite playmakers around him, mm-hmm. which, ironically, the Texans could have had Jahmyr Gibbs and Sam Laporta. But he's got elite playmakers around him. He's got it's true.
I know.
And it's a first-rounder. And a first-rounder. He's got elite playmakers. He has an elite offensive line. They lose, the greatest offensive mind in football, allegedly. And, they bring in this journeyman OC. Mm-hmm. A journeyman OC who's had no success in the NFL, but has been an offensive coordinator in the NFL. And they don't miss a beat. Mm-hmm. They're running end-around options. I have never
seen
that.
That play was sick.
They hand it off to Amon Ra, and you have the option if you want it.
Imagine the Texans trying to run
that. The Texans can't get an end around right. The Texans botched an end around the other day. Now, it actually worked because it looked creative, and I think it confused the defense. But I forget who. I think it was Noel. I think they had Noel on the end around. The timing was off. Noel was past Stroud.
Yeah,
Stroud took the snap and just kind of improvs and flips it to him. We're like, oh, there's innovation. No! They screwed it up. But then you have the Lions doing all this cool stuff. Mm-hmm. You have the Ravens, number one offense in the NFL. And I'm jealous. I'm jealous of both of those teams' offenses.
I mean, CJ Stroud is playing, it feels like, very similar to the way that Goff played in maybe the worst Super Bowl. We watched it together, actually, I think. Rams-Patriots.
Oh, yeah, we did.
That Super Bowl was awful. That's what CJ Stroud's offense looks like right now. But then look what Goff has done since. He got with the right offensive mind, and they built the team around him correctly. To the caller's point earlier, they built up front. They invested in the offensive line. I mean, remember when they took Gibbs and LaPorta and was like, why are you taking a running back and a tight end? Well, they were good to go. They've got a guy out there who has been suspended multiple times in Jameson Williams for a variety of different things, for gambling and all these other issues. It doesn't matter. Like they've built out a system there that has worked so well. And I think also talking about what we're talking about now with CJ Stroud, you can look at Lamar Jackson. Look where they were at and look where he was at as a quarterback with Greg Roman. And Harbaugh makes the tough decision. They move on from Roman, who's having success now with the other Harbaugh, but they make a new OC change. They bring in Todd Monken, and he unlocks Lamar Jackson at a different level than we've ever seen him. He was already a good quarterback, but he's an elite quarterback now when they made that change.
Yeah.
It's all about putting your players in the right position. That's what they've done.
Yeah.
Like that's why you should be jealous.
I was triggered. Yeah. I was triggered.
I was jealous.
Quarterback play, offenses, I was like,
I was just jealous because the game was fun to watch.
Yeah, that was fun to watch. That too. That too. You weren't like, oh my God, I want to jab my eye. Also, you mentioned Gibbs and LaPorta and a first-round pick. Hey, how about I'm jealous of Tate Ratledge out there. Look at that. Look at the guard play from a rookie. The Texans had two draft picks before he went. They ended up with Ursary and Higgins, who has like 50 yards on the season. Sorry.
You're upset.
It's systematic failure.
Yes.
From all of it. Like, what's wrong? All of it.
I've
systematic failure from the top all the way to the bottom.
We've listed that Nick Caseri is just not good at drafting offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. I do think that it looks especially bad though when your offensive line looks like this, and you spent an early second round pick on a wide receiver who doesn't play from Iowa State. It's like best player available. Like best player got to do best player available.
What needs are?
Yeah, every March and April, it's just like got to do best. You're an idiot if you don't do best player available. And then you look at this terrible offensive line. You're like, you know, what would be sick right now. Like a good offensive lineman.
Hey Nick, you know what you need?
Yeah, Tate Ratledge.
You need some interior offensive line play.
You know what? That'd been way cooler than. Than me having to cut Higgins for my fantasy team.
I did the same thing. Tate Ratledge last night, Pro Football Focus, graded out at a 91.4 overall offensive grade. The highest graded offensive lineman for the Texans this last weekend was a 77.
I was going to say, you could add two Texans together and they don't get 91.
Yes, the left side of your offensive line, they do not. Ursary and Tomlinson would be in the high 80s together.
Yeah.
It's just another miss.
I was looking at Pro Football Focus scores. I think Texans Jacob posted this the other day. They are nightmarish. Nightmarish, I think, is putting it lightly. Yeah, here they are. Hit me with a player. You want to know his Pro Football Focus score on the year? Hit me with a player.
Tomlinson.
Lakin Tomlinson, 45-9.
That's bad.
These are out of 100, by the way. This isn't like some weird Major League Baseball scouting 20-80 thing. This is 1 through 100. I guess 0 through 100.
Yeah.
Actually, I guess it's 0 through 99.9 because that Vikings dude had a perfect score and it was 99.9.
Oh, the guy who had all the touchdowns.
Yeah. I don't think you can go to 100. I think 99.9 is the perfect score.
That's fine.
All right, hit me with another one.
Let's go Ursary.
49-4.
Ooh.
You're starting left tackle.
Are we staying with the offensive line?
Yeah.
It's up to you.
What's Andrews looking like?
55-9.
Okay.
So,
look, Pro Football Focus, like I understand, like we don't always put a whole lot of stock in it. I think it does a pretty decent job of like a general assessment of their year. I wouldn't like, it's not the end all be all, but a general assessment I think is fair. You had Anderson?
Titus.
Oh, Titus Howard, 67.
Okay.
He's pretty your good. Second best offensive lineman. Ed Ingram's won 75-6. Like, Ed Ingram's actually been good. Like, that was the find. Like, Ingram was the find good. Of
finding
the
an Ed Ingram would be really helpful if he had like three other good offensive linemen.
Like, three more Ed Ingrams.
I mean, that just means Nick Cassero's gonna need, you know, three more years. Find one guy a year. You check those boxes. You got Titus. Well, he was already here. You got Ed Ingram. Now you just need a left tackle, left guard, and center.
So this is why Pro Football, like, I guess an example of Pro Football Focus, like, not being great. Like, C.J. Gardner-Johnson got released today for a variety of reasons. But it's been pointed out that he hasn't had some great film. He's a 63-4, which isn't atrocious. It's not good, but it's not atrocious. Yeah. You want to guess Kalen Bullock's Pro Football Focus score so far this year?
I'll go less than 63-4.
34-4. Ugh. He's scared of contact. People don't want to accept that.
I don't think that's like totally shocking.
Maybe not.
I mean, go watch the USC stuff. He's not. He's nowhere near contact.
He doesn't like to hit. He's a safety. Yeah. He doesn't like to hit. Henry Toa, take a wild guess.
54.
Pretty close. 48-2.
Okay.
48-2. Stingley's a 55-5. I think Stingley's been hurt since the first series of the year.
Yeah. And now we have to wait and see if he's going to be out for a little bit.
Yeah. I think he's been playing hurt. Yeah. I think he's been hiding it. Because he actually stayed on the field after I first noticed him grabbing at his rib.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was the PI, right?
No.
Where he grabbed
it?
Oh.
No. It was that series, but earlier in the series. Oh. It actually happened on the, forget the play. I think Bullock dropped an interception. It was like a 10-yard out or so, and Bullock jumped the route. Like, played it well. Like, he's right there. Ball goes right through his hands. And then you can see Stingley, like, on the I guess a little bit further in the field, like, start to reach at it. And I started to watch him closely, and every single play after the play, he's, like, grabbing at it. It was before the PI. And he actually played the next series. Like, he tried to gut through it. I think he's been gutting through it all year.
Yeah, I mean, he was really good last week against Mike Evans, or I guess 2 weeks ago now at this point. I mean, Mike Evans is a Hall of Famer, and he did a pretty good job against them. So is Ingram the highest graded player on the Houston Texans this year then?
Oh, on their offense, probably.
I mean, on their offense, yeah. I mean, Will Anderson, Daniel Hunter are going to be your top two guys. Those guys have been monsters.
Yes, Ingram's second.
On offense?
Yeah. Or, I'm sorry, first.
Okay.
He's first on offense. Nico's second. He's 69-4. Schultz, 65-9. Stroud's 64.
I think Schultz has been good enough this year, honestly. Like, it has...
He missed a block yesterday. That could have been an explosive, and he false started in a bad spot.
I don't know how much they take those penalties into account.
I don't know either. I don't really know how they come up with their grade. I'll be completely honest. I think they go each and every play and chalk it up as a win or a loss. I think that's what they do.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of wiggle room. It's very subjective.
Yeah,
because it is like a human being grading.
Some coaches really respect it though. Like, I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
So, take it for what you want to take it. All right, 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. Fire Caserio, draft all linemen next year. Texans should go out and find five of the world's strongest men competitors and teach them a little technique to play O line. See, the problem with that is who's teaching them that technique?
Yeah, no, that's the part they're arguably the worst at.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, Ravens or Lions? Are these guys, are these teams Super Bowl contenders? And who joins them? Who are the Super Bowl contenders after three weeks of the NFL season? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Cannot wait to get back to ESPN Bet at LaBerge and Lake Charles. We'll be going out there coming up here in August. Date to TBD right now, but we'll be heading out there for some shows on the weekends to be out there. Me, Sean, Brian will be doing shows, and sometimes doing some Friday shows as well. They've got a new chef, a new VIP fan cave section that's available for bookings, new menu items, and in the past, the sports book, you had to be 21 plus to enter the sports book, so you couldn't really enjoy the food. No, that has changed now. You can get in 18 plus. You can get into, actually, it's available to all ages. Sorry. You can get into the sports book to eat. The betting area is blocked off, so you don't have to worry about that. You can bring in, if you got a family member with you that's not as of age yet, that was hanging out by the pool, they can join you in the book for some food. You got all your NFL and college football action, MLB playoffs starting October 1st, plus UFC 320 coming up here on October 4th. Cannot wait to get back out there. ESPN Bet is the best place to be to make your wagers in Lake Charles. Must be 21 plus to bet. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
ESPN 97.5. This Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Joe, he's Joe. I'm Jeremy. It's Jeremy and Joe. Mabe's hanging out with us, too. Brian will be back tomorrow. Super Bowl contenders in the NFL. These two teams yesterday. Would it shock you if Baltimore wins it all this season?
Even though we just talked about their defense,
mm-hmm.
I still think they're a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I know that I'm anti-Lamar and Josh Allen. I don't think they can ever win a Super Bowl, which is sure looking pretty favorable.
Yeah. This is being put to the test this year.
It's being put to the test.
Yeah, last year the Ravens' defense also started very bad, and they got that cleaned up enough to annually come up two play short. So I think I'm still putting them in the can pile.
They're just CJ Gardner Johnson away from mm-hmm. fixing that defense.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they win it all with CJ Gardner Johnson, I think every Texan deserves a Super Bowl ring.
I agree.
Just send one to D'Amico, send another one to Casario. Petrie, here's a Super Bowl ring to go with that inflated contract. Yeah. There you go.
I mean, Hopkins is there, so the fans get one too.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopkins has not won one. No, he went to Arizona.
No, he was on the Chiefs last year.
He was on the Chiefs last year, but came a game shy. That's right. Yeah, so he hadn't won one. No, I wouldn't be surprised if either one of these teams wins at all. I wouldn't. I think both are capable. AFC East, just the Buffalo Bills.
Correct.
So that gives us three. AFC North, well, we just talked about Baltimore. So just already Baltimore. No Cincy, no Pittsburgh, 2-1. A game up on Baltimore in the AFC North.
Okay, you can sell me on Cincinnati.
Really?
If
I wasn't trying to,
if
you're an easy guy,
if Joe Burrow is back like the first week of December,
no, I'm out on Cincinnati.
Like if they can stay in contention,
they're not gonna.
I don't think they will either.
They just got hammered by Carson Wentz.
Yeah, but the AFC sucks.
It does kind of suck.
Like they could, if they can be in position to get the last wild card spot when he returns in December. I think they can make a run.
He didn't make the playoffs last year.
Yeah,
he got him a game short. I know.
I'm out on.
I also think
even
if he is healthy for like the last three games and they make the playoffs, like there's still going to be four teams in the playoffs that are better than them at the very least.
They're probably going to have to go on the road in every single one of them.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like a Brady Tampa path where he had to go on.
That's
the road.
That's what makes it tough.
I'm out on them.
Al Golden's great in the playoffs. So.
AFC South.
No one.
The Colts are the only one you can consider.
They're not a Super Bowl contender.
They're electric, man. Their offense is so good.
Yeah. I want to see one more week from the Colts.
I told you about 10 more weeks.
I've watched every Colts game because I'm a sicko and I love this offense. This offense is awesome. Daniel Jones is making like cross-field throws from like 40 yards out. Like he kind of looks like Josh Allen. Like I'm not even kidding. Now he was playing the Titans, to be fair, but he's doing some things that are freaky. Like he's you know what? I also thought about this yesterday that I don't think has come up with the whole Daniel Jones thing. Do you know why Daniel Jones went to Duke?
David Cutcliffe?
Yes. What is his big thing?
He coached the Mannings.
Coached the Mannings. The connection. Is that why he landed in Indy? I don't know. That's something I thought about yesterday.
I did see that he took a pay cut. The Vikings offered him more money to come back
there
and be the backup.
Paid Manning connection.
He also knew he's going to beat out Anthony Richardson for the starting
probably.
Job.
Probably. I'll give where are y'all? You were both out in the Colts?
Yeah.
I'm out now, but like they could convince me. I mean, I think the Rams have played really good football this year so far.
Yeah.
They play the Rams this weekend in LA. If they go out there and they handle that defense, I will open it.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. I won't kick it open, but it'll be a little crack.
You're not going to be like Bud Adams and knock that son
of a gun. No, it's going to be like checking to see if my son's still asleep at midnight.
That wasn't Bud Adams. That was Bum Phillips. My bad. That's a good litmus test. I'm not ready to put them there yet because they are undefeated, but they've beaten up two really bad teams, and then their one decent team that they played at home. It required kind of a fluke finish.
Yeah.
So I'm not giving them that yet. I do think they're sneaky good, but I'm not putting them in the class of Super Bowl contenders yet. Now, if they beat the Rams in L.A., I'm in.
And then they play the Chargers in L.A. 3 weeks later. So, like, you've got some good matchups coming up. They'll play the undefeated Cardinals potentially. You know, 2 weeks after they play Rams, like they've got some stuff coming up on their schedule.
How are the Cardinals going to be undefeated?
Aren't the Cardinals still undefeated?
Yeah.
Did they lose this weekend?
It's going to be tough to. It's going to be tough to get that loss off the record. There,
that's
Joe.
A bad one. I can't. I'm not going to be able to get that back. Like
their protest, I don't know about.
AFC West. So we have three still. AFC West: Chargers, Chiefs.
Yes, Chargers.
Okay, Chiefs.
I'm a no.
You're out on them.
I'm a no. Their offense is terrible.
I'll give the Chiefs a yes.
Yeah, I got to go with the Chiefs, yes. So we outvote you there. So we're up to five.
I mean, like, if we just talked about how bad the Ravens defense is.
Yeah.
If they score 28 on the Ravens defense, maybe I'll be open to it.
But they have some like legit pieces coming back.
I was going to say, they are playing without Worthy and Rice.
Yeah, Rashee Rice is a stud. Worthy was a first rounder last year. Like, Taylor Swift loved the pick.
Yeah.
So
that's why Travis Kelce killed him.
Maybe there was some resentment there.
He's like, all right, he's
my
like,
girlfriend talked about how much he loved this guy for 3 minutes.
She's my fiance now. I'm going to take you out.
That was his flex, letting everybody, including Taylor Swift, know that he is the alpha in the
room. Yes.
Yeah. No, I give them Super Bowl contendership. They're the stinking Chiefs.
All right, so we got five in the AFC.
Five in the AFC. Okay. All right, NFC, anybody in the NFC East outside of Philly?
I think the Commanders are still there, even without Daniels. Like,
I can't quite put them in that class. Can't quite put them in that class.
Really?
Yeah, they're like class of very good. Like, I can't put them class Super Bowl contenders.
I think it's a much lower bar in the NFC. I think if they were an AFC team, I would say no.
They still have to go through Philly. Philly hammered them.
They did.
Like, I just don't think they could ever beat Philly. I'm no on Washington. Mavs, break the tie.
I'll give them a slight yes just because Daniels. It's a little bit of an incomplete, and they did play. Now, they did get hammered, but they did play in the NFC title game last year. Mm-hmm. So I'll give them a slight yes.
No Giants with Dart. Dart's not going to lead them. Okay. NFC North, you got Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago.
Green Bay, yes, even though they lost to the Browns. Detroit, yes.
Minnesota?
No.
Kevin O'Connell's legit.
I would really love to have seen one good J.J. McCarthy game.
I think yesterday.
Wins is better.
Yesterday he met with the media and he was asked if it was 100% guarantee that he would return to McCarthy when he was healthy. He said, now is not the time to answer that question.
Yeah.
That to me means it's not a guarantee.
Okay.
Well, if Wentz plays well.
Yeah, but I'm not picking Carson Wentz to go to the Super Bowl. I don't care who he was Kevin
gonna
O'Connell
win,
is.
I mean, Wentz was going to win an MVP once upon a time.
Yeah, like that's a season
ago. And he is a Super Bowl winner, Carson Wentz.
Back up.
He is the Super Bowl winner.
All right, well, he was the starter most of that year.
Yeah, I know. But David Carr's also a Super Bowl
remember
winner.
We were having like Wentz Watson like being the new Manning Brady?
Yeah.
Like Wentz Watson, the I new Manning that. Brady.
Those and were the
like,
days.
I mean, really out that way.
Watson Mahomes conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy
yeah.
times.
Yeah, sports change fast. NFC South, Tampa, Carolina, Atlanta, New Orleans.
Tampa.
Legit?
I think what they've done the first 3 weeks, even though it's been stressful, to win a game with like 50, I think it's like 46 seconds left, 6 seconds left, and 0 seconds left is what they've done the first 3 weeks. I think there's still something there. Now, we'll see how it looks without Godwin and Mike Evans, who's going to be out for a couple weeks. But I think Tampa, I put him as a yes.
I'm going to go no on Tampa. Maybe she has to break another tie.
I want to say yes, but also the devil's advocate is like they eked out these wins against the Jets, the Texans, and was it the Saints week one? Is that who they played? No, Falcons week one.
Yes.
Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, they have a plus 6 point difference.
Yeah, three against
with
the
three bad teams.
Yes, against three teams with
two of those three, I believe, are the worst two scoring teams in the NFL.
I like Tampa.
Okay. All right. You're a little bit more lenient than me.
Fair.
You go a little Tampa and Washington where I say, no. Yeah. So we vote them out? We voted them out.
I'm voting
voted
them
no,
out.
So we're still at 9, I think. San Fran, Arizona, Seattle, LA.
I'm gonna say the Rams. That's it.
Not the Niners.
Too many injuries. Like already. I mean, they've missed so much time losing Bosa, Juwan Jennings, Brandon Ayuk,
Jennings and Ayuk are coming back.
I know,
so will Kittle.
But they just and Purdy. This team.
And Purdy, although
they're the Astros.
Might be a wash.
I like Purdy. Come on.
But they're 3-0.
They're the Astros.
I don't know.
They got some injury
the Astros could win the World Series. What are you saying, Joe?
Yeah, hot week. I think that the San Francisco 49ers ceiling is a Super Bowl win.
Okay.
Like, do I think they're going to get there? Probably not. But I think they're capable. I think San Francisco, I'd like to see the odds on this, actually. I think San Francisco is more likely to win the Super Bowl than Washington or Tampa.
Probably more than Tampa.
Yeah.
I know. Speaking against myself here.
Are we underrating Seattle?
I think they're paying a hefty Sam Darnold tax, as in I don't want to say that a team quarterbacked by Sam Darnold can win the Super Bowl.
That's fair.
It's
I think if you just
Sam
like
Darnold.
Took like Men in Black memory erase the fact that Sam Darnold was their quarterback, like I probably would make the case for Seattle. I'm just not going to do that.
The 49ers are in front of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 49ers are plus 2,000 to win the Super Bowl. The Buccaneers are plus 2,200.
What's Washington?
Plus 2,000.
Okay, so they're tied.
Yeah. So right now it's Bills, Ravens, Eagles, Packers are the top four teams. Those are the four teams that are under plus 1,000. And then the Lions, Chargers, Chiefs are the next group that are before it's plus 2,000.
So do we hit all of the top 10?
Yeah, I was going to say,
I don't think we missed anybody. We had some that were for debate. Buccaneers, yeah. Commanders, Niners, yeah. I guess.
The team after the Buccaneers, the first team to be at plus 3,000.
Who's the first team that we didn't even mention?
The Broncos.
Okay, I thought that would be it.
They're plus 4,000.
Yeah. I want to hear an outside view of what we think of Broncos and Knicks' progress. I think they're fine. I think they're solid. I think they took advantage of a bad schedule last year. I think they have a good defense. I think Peyton's a good coach. I think Knicks is a developing quarterback. I think they're like an above-average football team. That's what I think of Denver.
Yeah, I mean, I like the fact that J.K. Dobbins has run as well for them is something. That guy, I didn't think he would ever be this player again, but he's looked really good for them.
Surprisingly to me.
Yeah, they've got some good pieces on that team.
Yeah, they just haven't had the performance where you just sit up in your seat a little bit and you're like, whoa, these guys. I mean, they played pretty well. I mean, they played well last week against the Chargers, a team that we all kind of no-brainer have in there. They played them down to the wire, but you would like to have seen a little bit more from year two Bo Nix than what we've seen.
Sean Payton or D'Amico Ryans?
Sean Payton.
713-780-3776.
I don't know if I was supposed to answer that yet, but Sean Payton.
It wasn't rhetoric.
Sean Payton.
Sean Payton?
Yeah, give me Payton.
I don't think that's really a slight to D'Amico.
I think it's unpopular.
It's going to be unpopular. We're in Houston. But Sean Payton won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, ask him in Denver.
Like he
Denver's going to say all
Bo Nix to the playoffs last year.
But what my point was, I think it was unpopular at the time.
Oh yeah,
like whenever everybody like going through the coaching process and the coaching interview.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah,
Peyton did interview through Zoom, and then it was widely thought that the team that he was clowning to Coward were the Texans.
Yes, because it was right after.
Yeah, which never has been confirmed, but
it seemed pretty obvious.
Kindly, like widely deduced, mm-hmm. I guess. If you could like revisionist history back to that coaching hire, Peyton or D'Amico? See, I like D'Amico. I know that like we're all mad at him because
I do too.
But I like D'Amico.
But think about all the issues that we're talking about right now with the Texans' offense. Would we probably be having these with Sean Payton?
Probably not.
No. I mean, if we were, it would be like it wouldn't be the worst offense in the NFL. We'd have issues with like
the 18th
best offense in the NFL. You know, like the offensive line would still be an issue for them, but I feel like just the base level competence would be higher.
Yeah.
And guess what the Broncos also have? A really good defense. Yeah.
They're going to be mad at me. The internet's about to be mad at me.
But that's a fair question.
Well, I'm not even going to answer the question. They're still going to be mad at me. I'm going to be, what is the word whenever people are mad at you?
Angry?
I'm not angry. Like I'm the victim of their anger. Like what would be the word to use in this spot?
The victim?
Yeah, maybe victim.
The lightning rod?
Yeah, I'm gonna be
the whipping boy.
Yes. I'm gonna post a Twitter poll. Would you rather have Sean Payton or D'Amico Ryans? I didn't even answer it.
Yeah, are you going
and
to answer it?
They're gonna get mad at me.
Are you gonna answer
I'd it? I'd rather have Payton.
Yeah.
I'd rather because of the offense and the offensive importance, because it includes the quarterback, which has the most important value of any position, probably in sports. The only other one would be the best player on a basketball team.
And honestly, when you look at the Broncos and what, like Sean said, they have a great defense. Sean Payton's got that Rolodex, man. He can go out there and hire coaches. If he would have had an opening, he could have brought Dennis Allen back this year if he would have wanted to in Denver. And look what's happening with the Lions even. John Morton. Their offensive coordinator, his last 2 years were with the Denver Broncos. Mm-hmm. It just shows that it's better off. Like, would you rather have John Morton on your staff or Bobby Slowick on your staff? Well,
yeah, that would have been the choice more than likely in 2023.
I mean, they've got 26-year-olds basically being hired to be passing game coordinators or offensive coordinators in Chicago, like this Declan Doyle kid. I mean, it's your Sean Payton's the answer.
All right, 713-780-3776. Cash 'em or trash 'em. 713-780-3776. What are you cashing? What are you trashing? It's Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Coming up on October 4th, Sean and Brian will be out at Kima Boardwalk for the bullpen. But why? It's Oktoberfest. Saturday, October 4th, and Sunday, October 5th. Join them for a variety of German beer and food, live music, cornhole tournaments, Steinholdkin competitions, costume contests, and much more. This event is free to the public to attend and walk around. They will have so much beer there. They'll have Bell's Oktoberfest, Shiner Oktoberfest, Shiner Rau, Blue Moon, Voodoo Ranger. All of the good stuff that you want will be there at Oktoberfest at the Kemo Boardwalk. All these fun events you can see on their website on the schedule. Saturday, October 4th, they'll have the cornhole tournament going for 7 hours. Same with Sunday, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. So if you think you're one of the best cornhole players in town, that is a great time to use it. To prove it. Plus, they'll also have live music on Saturday night from 6 to 10 and on Sunday from 5 to 9. You can see the full schedule of events and concert lineup at KemaBoardwalk.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Prepare for overreaction on my mark.
It's that time of the week where overreactions are welcome.
They say Muhammad Ali was the greatest of all time, but he never fought Cassius Clay. What was he afraid of? Boom! Hot take!
It's Cash 'em.
That is so good, but that's exactly right.
Or Trash 'em.
This is your hot take.
Seems like an overreaction.
With Jeremy and Joe.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Joe about to make the list. He's Joe.
For what?
Because you thought the Cardinals were undefeated.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
That'd be for what?
Yep. That's deserved.
Excuse me while I type that into the bad take tab.
I'm not going to ignore it. If I deserve to be on it, I deserve to be on it.
Brandon's about to get canceled. For what? What did I do?
Sean Payton.
Oh. I thought I really did something wrong. if you had Payton, would you still have CJ and Will Anderson? Because they had the draft pick compensation. What did they trade for him?
That did cross my mind. I don't know what Sean Payton ended up going for. Was it a second?
I think it was a second. I don't think it was a first.
I don't think you would.
How about that?
It was a first. It was the Broncos sent the Saints a 23 first and a 24 second.
Oh, yeah, the Texans would have give me traded D'Amico. Back. Would have traded back and then traded for Stephon Diggs.
I'm not sure
Diggs.
That C.J. Stroud would have been a Sean Payton quarterback, though. Reading on what Sean Payton values in a quarterback, I don't think Stroud would have been one of his guys. So I'm going to say no to that, actually.
Who? Would they have gone like backup or not backup, but like probably, NFL journeyman?
Probably for a year.
Yeah. Maybe another year of Davis.
Maybe.
Before.
Who's the Broncos quarterback in?
Now?
In 23. Because Nix was a rookie last year.
I don't know. Was it a holdover? Was it Russ? I think it was Russ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they were yelling at the sidelines.
I forgot. I forgot about that.
He couldn't draft a quarterback fast enough. Somebody also asked earlier, how could the Texans have Gibbs and LaPorta? That was the draft day trade for Will Anderson. They traded 12, 33 in a future first for number 3, which they drafted Will Anderson. If you don't have Will Anderson, you could have potentially. It depends on who they would have picked.
Yeah.
Do I think that Caserio takes Gibbs at pick 12? No. I don't think he takes a running back at 12. But so it's probably wouldn't have happened, but whatever.
But it could have happened.
Yeah, you would have had the opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have had the opportunity to do it for sure. 713-780-3776. Actually, I think it was pick 32. I think it was 12-32 in a future first for number 3.
That sounds about right.
And then there were like late round pick swaps,
yep.
Like a fourth round pick swap, whatever. All right, what's your cash and trash, Joe?
When Mike Sando's quarterback report comes out next year, CJ Stroud will be in the late teens.
Who's?
Mike Sando, the Athletic. Quarterback rankings that he does every year.
Didn't he do? Oh, he does it every year.
Yeah, he does it every year.
Yeah.
Who's the guy who does it every week?
Oh, I saw that on ESPN. That,
oh, I think certain, Phil Sim.
There's multiple Sim. Sites.
Yeah, there's a bunch that do
it. The Athletic had a big write up on Stroud today.
Yeah,
in like his contract and all that, like his what's coming up. Yeah, I'll cash that.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll cash that. No problem.
It's gonna be really interesting to see. I think like, if he's playing this way, the quarterbacks that are gonna get in front of him. Is going to be ugly.
Just one today had Geno Smith ahead of him.
I think it's deserved right now. I
would agree.
I mean, he's playing like a bottom 20 quarterback.
It's
not all his fault.
I didn't know if I... No, it's not. This is like, again, the quarterback talent versus the quarterback production. There's a lot of things that go into the algorithm of quarterback production, all of that stuff. There was a stat today. I think it was from this article, actually. Among the 33 quarterbacks with at least 300 pass attempts since last season, Stroud ranks 28th in EPA dropback per dropback, according to True Media. It's only better than these five guys: Joe Flacco, Cooper Rush, Gardner Minshew, Spencer Rattler, and I hate to do this because it's me being right, Will Levis.
Oh no.
I was like, there's going to be some abominable quarterbacks in here.
The only, well, I guess it's not right because Stroud was ahead of them, but the only quarterbacks out of 33 with at least 300 pass attempts since last season that Stroud ranks ahead of an EPA expected point average or something like that is Joe Flacco, Cooper Rush, Gardner Minshew, Spencer Rattler, and Will Levis.
Yikes.
That's the bottom of the barrel, boys.
I mean, that's literally the worst quarterbacks in the NFL.
I was, when you said Cooper Rush, I was like, I can't believe he qualifies. When did he play?
Right?
And I forgot he was the backup, or he was the starter for Dallas for like 10 games last year.
I had the same thought when I read his name the first time.
It's like, who? What?
Yeah. My cash or trash, Daniel Jones is the best quarterback in the AFC South.
Cash it.
It's not even close, really.
Yeah.
It's not. For now, I don't want to say it, but
who's second?
Trevor?
I think CJ.
I would still take Stroud over Lawrence.
Yeah, right now, yeah. And I still, in the long term, will take CJ over Daniel Jones. But for today, it's Daniel Jones.
Would you take Cam Ward over CJ Stroud?
Absolutely.
Long term?
He's
long-term?
So bad. Again, I fell asleep to the Titans-Colts game yesterday.
Like, he's doing he got the treatment where he had to throw in the second game of the season where he's rolling out to his right. He threw it way across the middle of the field. It was a touchdown. It's one of the worst throws you could ever do as an NFL quarterback. Yeah. But because it worked, everyone's praising it.
Yeah.
But the reality is, if he does it again, it's a pick six.
Last year, that's a hilarious Will Levis screenshot.
Yes.
That was a hilarious surrender cobra from Will
Levis. Cam Ward, first offensive snap for the Titans against the Colts. Like, he's been having a bad thing where he's not throwing to his checkdowns, apparently. So he's like looking downfield, check down, throw it. Problem was, the checkdown was covered. Pick six.
Yeah.
I think it was the first offensive play from scrimmage for the Titans.
Yeah.
And it was already, I think it was 7-0 already, maybe.
I think it was the
field goal, maybe.
I think it was the first score of red zone on Sunday.
Yeah. Maybe it was the first offensive play of the game, period.
Yeah.
Cam, he's looking downfield. Oh, I better check it down. Oh, no, there's somebody there. And pick six. Colts never trailed in that game. He's not playing good, Cam Ward. Neither Stroud. It's going to be a pillow fight Sunday. Cash or trash on the text line, 713-780-3776. Cash or trash, if eliminated by December, Nick gets fired in the season. He said in season.
Cash it.
I'm going to trash it. I don't think he gets fired in season.
Trash.
I'll trash that one. Cash or trash, Texans win the division.
Trash.
What are you smoking, Texter? I want some of it. Like, win the division? They're three games back, and their offense is a train wreck. What do you mean, win the division?
You're almost doing the Jim Mora playoffs.
I know. Win the division?
Win a game.
I'm having a hard time getting to five wins.
Yeah, let's pull up the next, three, four games of the schedule. And tell us.
They should be 1-3.
The Houston Texans are plus 750 to win the division.
That's not enough value.
They're minus 115.
I'm not even looking at that until it's up to four digits.
Yeah.
Plus 750?
Yeah.
To overcome a three-game deficit with the worst offense in the league?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Again, they've scored 38 points this season. I think now after Monday Night Football, there are four teams that scored 38 or more points in week three.
Corey Reed will take Fred VanVleet's spot in the lineup and be a finalist for most improved player. Definitely not Israel. That's Corey that said that.
I'm going to trash it.
Yeah,
trash it too. But I don't think it's far off. I think spot in the lineup I could see.
Yeah. Cash or trash, there'll be a quarterback change, shake up before an offensive coordinator firing for the Texans this year.
Trash.
Yeah, I'm going to trash it too.
Trash.
I don't think it's I think it's plausible. Like, could they give Davis Mills a look?
Gosh.
But I feel like that would be like week 15.
And I still feel like that would be you change play callers first.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be.
Yeah, I'm going to trash it.
I'd be pretty surprised if Nick Haley was the offensive coordinator, I don't know, on Halloween. If we're still saying Nick Haley.
Still
getting his feet wet as an offensive play caller.
I don't think he will be the offensive coordinator when they play Seattle after the bye.
Okay, let's hammer through these. Mike Gundy finds a new job this year, cash or trash?
In college football, as a coach?
He didn't qualify.
A new job.
Well, then cash it, because he's going to be on TV.
Yeah, I'm going to cash it to TV. Cash or trash, Texans cover 6.5 against the Titans.
Trash.
I haven't really thought about my bets yet this week, but I think I'm going to cash that.
Trash.
I think, I mean, Tigers are so bad. Texans are going to be so desperate. They're at home.
But
I think the Texans cover.
Can they score a touchdown?
If the Texans, if the Texans cover this weekend, Kamari Lassiter has a pick six, and that's why.
Maybe. Yeah.
You're not covering thanks to the offense, or you're covering like the Eagles covered with a blocked field goal and a touchdown.
What, 13-3? Is that how they would have to cover?
I was thinking 24-13. 24-13 Texans.
24 points?
Well, one of them's a pick six. Okay. And they're so desperate on offense, they have to figure it out.
17 offensive points.
Cash or trash, Astros make the playoffs. Ordon comes back. Fromber cuts off the dreads and goes back to being Fromber. Astros win the World Series.
Trash.
Yeah, I'm going to trash that.
Trash. The Fromber part. He's not going to cut off his dreads.
Ocho, yeah. Will Hammond should be the Texas Tech starting quarterback. Cash or trash?
That's tough. I'm going to trash it. But he made a compelling argument when he was out
pretty
there.
Good. I like Morton, though.
Yeah, I don't think Morton was so bad that you have to do it. So don't do it.
Nah. Oh, let's get to these NFL overreactions. What are your NFL overreactions? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, listen up. Monument Chevrolet is the dealer that you can trust. Transparent, no hassle price, and get your car shopping done fast. Monument Chevrolet has been serving the Houston area for 50 years, and they've helped generations of families get into new vehicles, and these families just keep coming back because they trust the people at Monument Chevrolet. Family feel, friendly atmosphere, they hire great people. It leads to a fantastic culture. Right now, the vehicle of the week, the used EVs. It's a fantastic deal that not a whole lot of people think about, the used EVs. Right now, Monument Chevrolet has pre-owned Chevy Bolts on their lots at a fantastic price. How fantastic? How about less than 15 grand? And if you purchase the vehicle before September 30th, you qualify for an EV tax credit of up to $4,000. I was a math dropout, but I can figure out that math. That's 11 grand for a used EV. They have new batteries. They're quiet. They're comfortable. You're going to love it. Get a fair deal, a fast deal, and an easy deal without wasting your time in aggravating, stressful negotiations. No tricks, no time wasting, no hidden charges. If you've been waiting to upgrade your ride, do it now. Visit them online, monumentchevrolet.com, monumentchevrolet.com, or better yet, visit them in person, 225 and Beltway 8 at Monument Chevrolet. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This is Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. Thanks so much to Crawfish Cafe for stopping by with their game day packs. Wings, sausage, corn, potato, a little boiled egg. Some French fries on the side. They brought in some crawfish egg rolls. That's the first time I've ever had a crawfish egg roll. Two things I love dearly, crawfish, egg rolls. Have never had the fusion together, and boy, was I missing out.
They're so good.
What a terrific fusion. I still got some wings. I got a little extra wings over there. I'm going to eat here in a little bit. Fantastic flavor. I am a wings aficionado, and these are elite. Of course, we were out there a couple of weeks ago. We're going to be out there this football season, too, to other crawfish cafes. They have five in the area. Heights, Bel Air, Cypress, Pearland, and then Shenandoah, right near me up in the Woodlands area. I'm about 5 miles from there. As the crow flies, is that what they say? Is the crow flies?
Yes.
We're going to be going out there soon, too, so it's going to be a home game for Branham.
Yeah, it looks like October 20th we'll be in Shenandoah.
There you go.
So, coming up soon.
There you go. I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, very, very good food. Thanks again to Crawfish Cafe. Crawfish egg roll, French fry. You got to try this stuff out. The game day packs are fantastic. I mean, the wings are really excellent. And they give you all the other stuff that comes with a boil. And the sausage, the corn, even a boiled egg. So they're going to take care of you. Get on out there to Crawfish Cafe. 11 different wing flavors. Their French fries are very, very good. You're going to love it. You're going to be doing yourself a favor. Eat good. Eat good. Crawfish Cafe. All right, NFL overreactions. What you got? 713-780-3776. Here are a couple of these overreactions. First, the ones from ESPN. They do these each and every week. The overreactions after what they saw in week 3 of the NFL season. The first one they have, guy we were just talking about, Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is going to be in the MVP conversation.
Whoa. I think that's a mighty overreaction. Just because of what, I guess, what's the conversation? Like, is he going to finish top 5?
I think he gets votes. Then he gets votes.
See, I think it's more Steichen is going to run away with Coach of the Year.
Probably, but this is specifically Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Don't they go 1 through 10?
I think they do go 1 through 10.
That was going to be my question. Because they used to just, everyone gives one vote for who they think the winner is. That's the whole, like.
That's why the kicker won it that one year.
Yes, and Russell Wilson when back in, like, 2021 when this was the. Can you believe that Russell Wilson's never gotten an MVP vote? It's like, well, yeah, I can't believe that. He probably could have gotten some third-place votes. But now they do it where you fill out a ballot. Yeah,
Five players, not ten. That's my bad. Five players.
He can probably, yeah.
He'll get some votes.
Greg Doyle from the Indy Star will give him a fifth place.
Like, he'll never be in consideration to win the sucker.
Yeah.
But is he going to get a few votes? I think he's going to. Now, he's got to stay healthy, obviously. And he does have a history of not staying healthy, which is probably inevitable. He's going to get hurt. And they have to, like, turn it over to Anthony Richardson. So I'll throw in that caveat. I think if he stays healthy, he will get MVP votes. Does that mean does that mean conversation?
Yeah, I think
probably not.
Realistically, no, because more often than not, the MVP is between two guys, and everyone votes for five.
Yeah.
So people do get votes that aren't in the conversation.
Yeah, but like Dan Orlovsky is going to be on television saying that Daniel Jones deserves to be in the conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess that kind of puts them
again.
In the
there'll be some beat writer, some nerd that's like, well, if you look at his EPA per dropback.
I mean, right now, if we were voting on right now, he would have top five.
There were 11 players that got votes last year. Can you name the 11?
Lamar, Josh Allen.
Mahomes was sixth. Allen was one. Lamar was two.
Saquon, Derrick Henry.
He was three. Henry did not get a vote.
Really?
No.
Wow, that's crazy.
Saquon was the only running back.
I guess if you're voting for a running back, you would. Just get 10.
Saquon was the only running back, and there was only one receiver.
Burrow and Chase.
Chase was 8. Burrow was 4.
Was there any defensive players?
Nope. The rest are quarterbacks. Y'all hammered the skill position players, all two of them.
Jalen? Hurts?
No.
Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, he was 7.
Did we get everyone?
You're missing 5. Y'all said Jamar Chase?
Yeah.
You're missing 5, 9, 10, and 11.
God.
I don't.
All quarterbacks.
All quarterbacks?
Yeah. It's like the.
Saw one of them play last night. Saw them, two of them play.
Oh,
last
Goff. Night.
Goff's one. Now you need 9, 10, and 11. One's on a new team.
Oh, Darnold.
Darnold's 10. Oh. And then you're missing 9 and 11.
It is such a time machine of like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
He was 10th. If Darnold's getting MVP votes, like,
Darnold
I think
played
that
three
Daniel
straight
Jones can.
Terrible games.
He can. Both of these quarterbacks are on teams that you, Joe, think are Super Bowl contenders.
Baker?
He was 11th.
Okay.
And you're missing one.
I think.
He's either
Stafford.
Nope. Mm-mm.
I forgot.
Same city. I gave it away.
Oh, Herbert.
Herbert got an MVP vote last year. So, yeah, Daniel Jones can get a vote.
If
he stays healthy.
Sam Darnold got a vote.
Darnold gets the vote. Daniel Jones gets the vote.
He is this year's Sam Darnold.
But those guys were never in the conversation, though. So you can kind of like lawyer this. The Bengals need to call the Falcons about Kirk Cousins right now.
I would. I think it makes sense.
Can they afford that? I don't know the semantics. Here's my hot take. You know who needs to call about Kirk Cousins?
The Vikings?
The Falcons need to call about Kirk Cousins. That's who needs to be calling about Kirk Cousins. They can afford him. He's already there. Zero to relocate. And he's probably better than their starter. That's who needs to call on Kirk Cousins. Their head coach.
I don't think we're far away from that. I mean,
Putting
him in at the end of the game, I know it was the end of the game. We saw them fire their wide receivers coach yesterday.
So weird. See.
I think there's something more to that story.
See, I thought that he might have been a new hire and like, okay, this guy's terrible, incompetent. He was there last year.
But why is a receivers coach the one taking the blame for this?
Maybe he was like late to meetings.
That's why I feel like there's more to it than just TJ Yates is taking over as also the wide receiver.
He's
coach.
Not like, involved in play calling.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Like did he piss off Drake London or something or Darnell Mooney?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, there's something weird going on there.
Like is Drake London not running crisp enough routes and they're blaming this guy?
Stroud peaked in his rookie season, will never be that good again.
I mean, if I had to bet on it, I would bet on he he's more Mac Jones than like Josh Allen.
That's a big gap.
Yeah.
That is a mess. That's Grand Canyon-esque.
Prescott.
Yeah.
He was on like, okay. I mean, is he more Mac Jones or more
Cole? So will his rookie season be his peak? I don't think so. But maybe I'm being a homer.
I mean,
I'm having a hard time arguing Darnold for
got MVP votes, and Daniel Jones maybe get is in the MVP conversation.
See, that might be what it takes, though. Yeah, it might take a relocation.
Yeah, Geno Smith. Like, there's a lot of guys.
Yeah, like is his peak with the Texans his rookie year? I would probably say yes.
It's hard to argue.
It doesn't mean still can't be good, but like he was so good.
Just like going through it of, so what would he need to turn things around? New play caller. Okay, you can do that this offseason.
New line.
New line. How long is that going to take? 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, that's not an overnight thing.
And if we're talking about the 2 year time frame, that's, you know, CJ Stroud's going to be on new contract by then. Going to have to be less
it's
of
gonna
a.
It's going to be with the Rams. It's going to be with McVay.
Yeah, yeah. it gets a little bit tougher of, like, how long will it take for him to actually be as good as he was in 23 again?
Let's sneak in a call. Let's go out to the HRP listener line. Vera, you're in the junkyard with Jeremy and Joe. What's up?
Hey, guys. I mean, I know having Daniel Jones in the MVP conversation sounds nice and romantic for the Indy fans, but he has a record combined. The combined record of the Colts against who they played is 1-8 for those teams that played against the Colts in the last 3 weeks. So let's just hold our horses there. I mean, Broncos are the only ones with one win. So, you know, I let's not jump to the thing. The other question I had for you guys, and that you guys have already spoken about it earlier in your show, what's going on with CJ Gardner-Johnson? Looks like he was released today. I mean, is there something we don't know about, or is it just creating space for Jimmy Ward, which would make no sense? Wanted to kind of get your thoughts on it. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, V.
Yeah, he was cut. Sounds like there was some locker room issues. Called out for a player, calling out another player's contract. Yeah, I mean, I kind of genuinely agree with Vera about Daniel Jones, but it's hard to deny what he's doing on a day in and day out basis right now.
You think V would bet me Colts make miss playoffs?
Yeah.
V, let's make a bet. I bet you the Colts make the playoffs. Slide into my DMs. And we can talk about the details and then where we're going to hold the money in escrow. Because I'm done making bets with listeners because they never pay me. The money will be held in escrow if I make a bet with a listener. 713-780-3776. Let's get to the Astros, Houston Astros. Where do you stand on this take, by the way, of I don't want to watch the Astros make the playoffs? Where are you at on that? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Hey, Houston, the Walmart you thought you knew is now new. Who knew? Walmart has more than a half a billion items online. You can find a huge selection of items online that you can't find in stores, from prescriptions to home goods. All of that is right there and available to you. When it comes to feeding your family, hosting a tailgate, or throwing a party, think Walmart for all your grocery needs. We're working on putting together our list right now. So when we get to our new house on Friday, we can get a delivery right from Walmart, make it nice and easy, have our fridge stocked, ready to go with all the new things that we need, and we can get it all from Walmart. And did you know Walmart can deliver in as fast as an hour? Fees and terms apply. Use Express Delivery to get all eligible things you need from Walmart, from groceries to home goods to prescriptions, subject to availability. Learn more at walmart.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.